6 City News Time, 5:35. Happening now. Look up. Look way up. Daryl Dahmer and Skymaster One flying over your trip home. And along with Daryl today is Mayor John Tory. Well, Daryl, you're never shy of opinion. And do you have any top suggestions for the mayor in terms of how you would get the city moving faster?
Well, absolutely. When he mentioned HOV, I was just about to get the bar of soap out and wash his mouth out. I can't believe that he'd even go that route. But one of the things that John had proposed was the connection from the Gardiner Expressway to the Don Valley Parkway. And John and I have talked about this a number of times, how essential that particular link is. John, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I just think you can't afford to take out a link like that, and there are a lot of people who say that's an old-fashioned view because the car is going the way of the dodo bird, but there still seems to be, when you look down from Skymaster One, a lot of people that are driving cars, and I think we have to keep the connection up to keep people moving around the downtown core. And so that's why I have taken the position that we can move it so that we can open up the waterfront and so on, but not take it down, and there's a division of opinion on that, but City Council has made a decision. We're going to move ahead.
Well, we have a ring road around the city. That's the 401, the 427, the Gardiner, the Don Valley Parkway. And we see from the air from Skymaster One, let's say there's an incident on the 401, maybe around Kipling or whatever, people will consider coming down the 427 using the Gardiner and going back up north on the Don Valley Parkway. If you break that, they're not going to be able to use that. And where are they going to go? They're going to have to go north, or they're going to have to go through town. And you really don't want that. You want to keep people on expressways.
I don't think there's a major city in the world that I've been to that doesn't have some kind of a ring road to, frankly, keep people out of the neighborhoods and the downtown area if they're trying to get around the city and go somewhere else. And so it just didn't make sense to me to take that down. So what we did is we moved it to put it into a better place. It hasn't happened yet. The construction is going to happen, but I think it's an important project, and I think it's got to be accompanied, as it's going to be, by building tons of transit so fewer people drive their cars.
Well, you and I have known each other for, 44 years, 45 years?
I was a very young man at the time, but yes.
You're a lot older than I am, pal. Don't go that way. Well, we've known each other for a long time. You worked in our newsroom at CFTR at the time, and I was a traffic reporter. I want to extend the invitation to you to come flying again because it's really great to have you on board. I wanted to take you up here for a long, long time. And it's a unique perspective from Skymaster One.
You learn more about looking sort of from above to it all, and you can see how it all fits together. The hip bone is connected to the thigh bone, so anything that happens has impact on people somewhere else, whether it's an accident or construction or just a parked car. It has an impact on lots of other people, and that's what I'm trying to fix.
Well, this was John and Daryl's excellent journey.
Absolutely, and the flying was good, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. 680 News Time, 5:38.